Hey guys, just want to let you know the Patreon is up. Check it out, patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcast for all your extra Beer City Media needs. Now on with the show.
So we're going to begin this morning with that breaking news for our viewers in the West. Chef Anthony Bourdain taking his life, found dead in his hotel room in France at 61 years old. ABC's Adrian Bankert is here with the latest. Good morning, Adrian.
Yes, Michael, it's a huge shock, stunning and heartbreaking news this morning. TV host and famed chef Anthony Bourdain has died. Bourdain found unresponsive by a friend and fellow chef in his hotel room in France, where he was working on an upcoming episode of his show.
He was a fearless culinary explorer, willing to go anywhere in the world and try anything once.
Doesn't want to let go.
A few flecks of ash and dirt.
Becoming a household name with the hit show No Reservations, where he visited over 100 countries, sampling local delicacies with his unforgettable take no prisoners attitude.
What I don't want it to be is like all the other happy travel and food shows.
In 2013, he created and starred in CNN's hit show Parts Unknown.
I understand you're a pescatarian.
Yeah.
He was filming that show in France when he was found unresponsive in his hotel by fellow chef Eric Repair. The cause of death, suicide. CNN put out a statement saying his love of great adventure, new friends, fine food and drink, and the remarkable stories of the world made him a unique storyteller. His talents never cease to amaze us.
Welcome to the Conspiracy Therapy Podcast with Ryan, Larry, Springhill, Josh, and the Illuma Mommy herself, Miss April. And on today's episode, the Deathspiracy of Anthony Bourdain.
In translation, you and I believe the frustration. In the city, we got it all. Still, I sit and I'm here and I'm wondering. Wait around for divine intervention to get the answer. We need the question. In the city, we got it all. But why am I here? Why am I sitting and I'm wondering?
Anthony Bourdain's playlist. Supposedly. That's what I read. It was from his playlist. So.
Nah, goddammit. It was Clinton operatives. Here we are in Shoop Kitchen Studio. I don't know what that was. Me, you know me. Red Dead 2019. I am fucking putting a watch out for these goddamn bagel bites and Tony Hawk thinking they can steal my fucking hashtag.
I was incensed when I found that.
Mm-hmm. Also, my girl Amanda on Facebook was like, oh, by the way, look at these hats at Target. Rad Dad hats. Mm-hmm.
Didn't April terrible. Find a coffee mug?
Yeah, at Target.
Isn't
that
it
Rad
funny
Dad.
These things are all coming out after we've already trended the hashtag Rad Dad.
We need to copyright it fast.
Yeah, probably too late.
That's all right. I am just the original OG.
The OG. Mm-hmm.
Rad Dad 2019 here with the beard, the skeptic,
mm-hmm.
and the mom. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk.
Okay. That, yeah.
We.
It's good. It's a podcast. You should probably do that.
You should probably talk. Yes. So a Deathspiracy that really. Excuse me.
Sounds like there's some breaking news there for
I thought I heard a horn in here.
Belle. She thinks she can just text boobs. Me whenever. We're...
It's boobs. Let's be real. It's boobs.
It's not. But thanks, April. So anyway, Anthony Bourdain. let us pull the Thunderbird to the side of the road. I'm going to get real here. Now, these Deathspiracies are rough. This was a rough one for me because I always really, I fucking loved his shows. He's, I mean, this dude is great. Now, my question, and this isn't going to be a rating or a scale, my question for my fellow podcasters and pod family is, if there was a person, a celebrity that has died, that you could bring back currently, who would that celebrity be? And I'm going to go to whoever can think of theirs first.
Ooh. MCA, the Beastie Boys.
My girlfriend would appreciate that. I'm going to say Robin Williams.
People
would assume that I might say David Bowie, but I think the way that David Bowie ended his career at 69 with Black Star was like the perfect way to exit. Mm-hmm. It was super unexpected.
Plus,
and I hate it.
He had cancer, so you'd bring him back and then he'd just die the next day of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kind of. And Robin Williams had a disease that I'm not sure that it would do very much to bring him back, but I miss him. I really do. I think he was one of my favorite celebrities ever.
I would bring back Freddie Mercury.
Again, he has AIDS. He'd die the next day of AIDS.
Little surprised you didn't say Kurt Cobain.
Ooh. Nah, Courtney would have killed him later.
True.
No, I'm joking. I don't know. At least Freddie...
He would have looked funny with that big giant hole in his head.
There's a pleasant breeze where my head used to be. I don't know. I guess Freddie still had a lot to give, and Cobain wanted out of the music industry anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
He wanted to be an indie artist. April?
Mac Miller.
Too young.
Definitely. 26. Had a lot more music to make. He was very talented.
Stupid young.
Mm-hmm. Was he suicide? I forget.
Accidental overdose, whether or not it was intentional.
Suffered from depression, so it kind of keeps the door open on suicide.
Yeah. It's tough to say. Yeah.
Too many suicides.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it, guys, because, hey, there's nothing that feels better
than suicide.
Going from talking about suicide to more eventual suicide. Anthony Michael Bourdain was born June 25th, 1956. He died on June 8th, 2018. He was an American celebrity chef, author, and travel documentarian who starred in programs focusing on the exploration of international culture, cuisine, and the human condition. He was a great speaker. He had an amazing talent for making you... There's certain people that just, when they speak, you genuinely appreciate them. And I think Bourdain had this amazing knack for not just being the cool dude, but also just seeming genuinely interested.
And explaining to you without talking down to you.
Exactly.
Because it's clear he knew more than me.
I've watched a lot of interviews with President George W. Bush and Clinton lately. They've been doing talking engagements. And the more that I watch stuff with George W. Bush, the more that I like him.
Mm-hmm.
The more that I, honest to God, would love to sit down and have a beer with
him. Seems like he was a good guy.
He was overpowered by a horrible, horrible villain that I fucking hate to this day. Somebody brought up Dick Cheney at like a party recently, and I just went off. I'm like, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit. Like, I lose it.
Pretty much 50% robot right now.
Yes. And he's a horrible human being. But George W. Bush, I think, is all right.
Now, with Bourdain, the thing that is... I never met him, obviously, but I went to school for culinary arts.
Yep.
That was the thing that back then, and that's, you know, early 2000s, he was spoke of with such reverence because of the fact that he is, you know, this top-end chef in New York, and... There was a quote that I heard him say once that I thought was very it struck something in me, and they said, you know, what do you miss it? And he's like, I miss the end of the night. At the end of the night, hanging out at the bar with, you know, the other coworkers. Chefs, and, you know, knowing that you just fed a bunch of people and having drinks. That I remember that feeling because that's what I did.
That's a very There's nothing not to like about this guy. It sucks. It's like talking about like Bowie or Springsteen or like one of these guys that like people, everybody just adores, or Timberlake. Like these people. It's funny because I remember specifically talking to somebody about actors, right? Like the actors that have kind of transitioned and gone from past generations to our generation and on to the generations that are like all moviegoers and TV watchers nowadays. The ones that are like super sincere and like great people, they just keep, like Brad Pitt. All I've ever heard about him in Blind Items and on set is that he's the nicest guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, RDJ, you guys are going to see it this Friday mm-hmm. with Endgame, but like he opened up a restaurant, like basically in his outside of his trailer to just feed people.
Mm-hmm.
And like he would bring in like top shelf
Donald Trump.
Okay.
I can give you about let's say the richest people in the world, not good people.
True.
I'm not trying to, you know, spit in the face of theory, but
I appreciate somebody who's going to throw in like a devil's advocate type thing, because I think a lot of the time, like, yes, there is a reason that they do that, but
I think my point is they choose to be good people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. they don't have to be, they'd still be successful.
Right. He could just sit in his trailer and fucking furrow his
and
mustache.
Start, you know, and start kittens on fire with burning $100 bills.
Jesus Christ.
Future serial killer.
Or they could take that money and build a restaurant for the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Or buy steak dinners for their friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From the money they'll save from not smoking.
Yep.
Hey, man. Nice shot. So here we go. Now, he was a veteran of number of professional kitchens in his long career, Bourdain was, which included many years spent as executive chef at Brasier Le Halas Manhattan.
Manhattan.
He famously,
that's my favorite. It's my least favorite clam chowder is that Manhattan.
Sorry. He famously stated the definition of a grilled cheese is only, quote, only cheese, bread, and mayo if you choose. Anything besides those three things makes it a regular sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Facts.
He had a definition of cheese sandwich.
He first became known for his best-selling book, Kitchen Confidential, Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly from 2000.
Good book.
His first
very good book.
Might have to get that on the old Kindle.
Mm-hmm. It's a good inside look where it's not all sunshine and
anything,
rainbows in a kitchen.
Anything Bourdain did, I appreciate.
Oh, from the people I know who have been chefs, it's a dark and scary place to be.
It is.
Like they make the walk-in freezer not to keep your stuff cold, but so there's a place for you to scream where no one can hear.
Like it's
many
facts.
Times.
I've cried in the walk-in freezer more times than I care to admit.
I mean,
I just go in there and eat all the cold meat,
float around, and
or shovel pepperonis in my mouth,
or the fact that you're standing over a fryer, an oven, a mm-hmm. you know, open everything. You go in there so you can actually cool down.
Yep.
Yeah.
So his first food and world travel television show was called A Cook's Tour. It ran for 35 episodes on the Food Network in 2002 and 2003. In 2005, he began hosting the Travel Channel's culinary and cultural adventure programs, Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations, from 2005 to 2012, and The Layover in 2013. He began a three-season run as the judge on The Taste and concurrently switched his travelogue programming to CNN to host Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown.
Was The Taste like The Voice?
Probably.
Like a...
It's the porn star version of The Taints.
In his early life, he was born in New York City, June 25th, 1956. He was the older of two sons born to Pierre and Gladys Bourdain.
The way you
they were
said,
not raised in a specified religion, though his father was Catholic.
He's just plowing him. The way you said, I don't know, was the way he said Pierre was.
Pierre.
Pierre.
My name is Pierre. I have things I want to show you.
Oh, wee-wee is
look,
my linguine.
Wait, you show your wee-wee?
Excuse me, my brothers and sisters.
Because you have beautiful brown ass.
That you do. Has anybody sampled your rim?
Your rim?
Yes.
Yes, the rim with the delicious Alfredo sauce steaming from it. Yes, yes.
You know, what would Obama be like in France?
What?
I'm just saying. I'm trying to set up.
Yes, yes.
Crowbarred that one in there.
I had to. I just want him to do a voice I know
what
he's good at.
Marky Mark sound like doing the Mexican hat dance.
Oh, fuck. Tequila.
I like to have the tacos. Oh, yes, yes. When in the Italian Providence, I do enjoy me.
That was France, honey.
I know, I'm having to switch up because he went from like Mexican to French to Indian, Italian.
Ah, fuck,
in like
brother.
One sentence. It was impressive.
Dude.
All those European tacos.
Yeah, right. Now you're throwing me off.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. That's what Larry's here
I
to
do. I can't
do
the voice when you're making me do other voices.
He does the best Obama of anybody I know.
It always comes with me chopping my hand like, I am Obama, mm-hmm. and I'm going to talk in a serious manner.
Anthony Bourdain!
You play all the songs at once. Face is covered.
One of the things that makes me love this show so much is that we always end up doing impersonations of things that I would not expect us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear? I think they're making.
I definitely didn't expect that.
No. I heard that they were going to do a Nixon show. Did you hear about that?
Like a television show?
Yeah.
Really?
During that era.
Oh, wow.
Which
I'd be down for that.
Join our Facebook group because we have a fan vote right now and Watergate is winning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, like I said, he always said like, hey, man, I'm just a cook. Like he didn't like the fact that people were like, oh, he's like the world class, the greatest chef ever because he's on TV. But
well, and he sort of made it on TV at the same time as like the Food Network explosion at where it seemed like they were mass producing fairly insincere shows.
The same show, just on a
yeah,
under a different guise.
Was this
under different guys? Under different Guy Fieri.
No, but like Chopped is not much different than Grocery Games. Isn't much
no,
different
it's,
than
it's
Iron
all
Chef.
The same general idea.
Was this in and around the time as well? The Emerald, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
That guy was such a cock knob.
Who was the other one? Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Puck.
Cuck.
Yeah. You haven't heard of Wolfgang Puck?
No.
He was
no, I know.
He was
he's the
French.
Original.
Yeah,
he's
the OG.
The OG celebrity chef.
No, I yeah,
well,
it
I mean,
ring any bells?
Sorry, technically, Julia Child is the OG.
You're right.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. My fault. Definitely.
I got to represent for Julia.
She
for
definitely
Julia
was.
Child.
Yes. That was actually
Julia
pretty decent.
Julia Child. I gotta see that movie. I heard it was good.
Oh, very Julie good. And Julia.
Yeah,
it is phenomenal. So
got
good.
Got nothing but good reviews. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna read this article and then we're gonna take a break. So Anthony Bourdain knew too much viral conspiracy theory claims. Now this is where we get into the conspiracy area. So some peddlers or conspiracy theories seem to have an unhealthy obsession with child sex rings. That sucks. Especially ones that can be linked through a leap of their imagination with their political opponents. Sometimes this has dangerous real life consequences, as saw in late 2016 when a credulous North Carolina man attacked a D.C. pizzeria with an assault rifle. Now, I want to mention this is from globalnews.ca.
You didn't hear?
Was that
the Pizzagate?
Yeah.
Guy came with a rifle and started shooting up the joint.
He had convinced himself, based on online conspiracy theories, that it was the center of a child trafficking ring linked to the Democrats.
Alex Jones fan.
And the
wow, shocker.
Yeah. Mm.
In the absence of other evidence, the choice of theme seems to have to do more with what generates clicks for unscrupulous site operators more than anything else. More recently, an armed paramilitary group in Tucson.
Tucson.
I said that before.
Whoa, that's a throwback.
What is it? Tux?
Tucson.
Tux is like isn't that like a medicated hemorrhoid pad? I don't know.
It's not Cuxon.
Yes.
In Tucson, Arizona, convinced itself that as A homeless encampment in the desert was actually a center of child sex trafficking based on, as far as can be determined, their imaginations. The conspirators created headaches for the homeless people who already had enough to deal with, the people who were trying to help them, and police. The Arizona Daily Star, which has more patience than we do, tries to explain the intricacies of the affair. Now, the claims fit into a larger conspiracy theory called QAnon, which we have yet to cover them. That's a future episode. QAnon.
Okay, imagine Alex Jones is Reddit.
Okay.
QAnon would be Alex Jones 5, was Reddit. That 9? What's that? Not 4chan.
4chan.
Oh.
Oof.
Yes.
Alex Jones 4chan is QAnon.
Oh, yes.
No.
Which seems to have originated with 4chan. The New York Times, Michelle Goldberg calls it, quote, fascinating.
It really did?
Yeah. Fascinating as an artifact of our current political derangement. Quote, in the QAnon reality, Trump only pretended to collude with Russia in order to create a pretext for the hiring of special counsel Robert Mueller, who is actually working with Trump to take down an inconceivably evil and powerful network of coup plotters and child sex traffickers that include Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and George Soros. Everybody hates George Soros.
Yeah. Because he might have something to do with his religion, I think.
Now, disgraced comedian Roseanne Barr tweeted in support of QAnon in March. The day after chef and author Anthony Bourdain died last week, Neon Nettle, a fake news site that wasn't on the radar until today, cashed in with a story headline, quote, Anthony Bourdain was about to expose an elite pedophile ring before he died, unquote. Little evidence was offered to support the claim, but didn't seem to matter. The story got 107,744 total Facebook interactions. Quote, evidence is now emerging that the mainstream reporter was about to expose an elite pedophile ring just before he died, unquote. The site argued, quote, although Mr. Bourdain's death has been officially declared a suicide, many see his untimely passing as suspicious and unexpected.
Unquote. Isn't it crazy how we know how people think after they're dead?
Right.
We know exactly what was going through their brain when they did it.
Yeah. Especially know what was going through
Kurt Cobain's brain.
Yeah. I was trying to get to the button first, but yes. Insert there.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got more stuff in the segments you know and love.
If you're not subscribed to our Patreon yet, you're missing such great content as this.
We want you to guess. These are the penultimate characters of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So here we go. Our first character is a female.
Okay. I know who that is.
Who is that?
That's the Khaleesi.
Yes.
Wow.
Ding, ding, ding,
nice.
Ding.
Nailed it.
Daenerys Stormborn. Next character, another female.
Okay. Oh, boy. That's the only one I know.
Okay. Yep.
One of my favorite characters.
Okay. Let me see her. That is Sad Jane.
Sad Jane. This sounds like it's Deadwood. Sad Jane. It's like Trixie and Deadwood. Like
in some ways, it's super close, though.
It is.
Her name is Sansa Stark. She is actually, at the end of the series, she's the Queen of the North.
Next is a boy.
Okay.
We all know.
That's a boy.
Yeah. It is a boy.
Oh, that's a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Post Malone.
It's Jon Snow, for what it's worth.
I know that name.
Now we got another boy here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the best boy.
Best boy.
Oh, I know him. I know his name. His name is Terry.
Terry?
Yeah, I can't remember his last name. It's a short last name. I'm not being funny, like, because it's a short character.
It's not Terry. It's not Terry. It's Tyrion.
Tyrion, yes.
Yeah.
That's
Tyrion.
So if you'd like to support us and get more bonus content, check us out at patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts. That's patreon.com/BeerCityMediaPodcasts.
Back in the Shoop Kitchen studio.
Somebody found the camera.
I didn't even look at the camera. Man. I guarantee I'm probably gone because of Josh's beard. Anyway, we're tracking. Both audibly and through a camera. Hopefully this will be posted around the same time as after this episode comes up, but we're going to work about it. We're going to work about it, if that makes any sense. April's already smiling. So BuzzFeedNews.com says YouTube is spreading conspiracy theories about Anthony Bourdain's bastards. Fake news moves fast, and despite promises from tech giants to remove such content, these stories spread far and linger in the wake of a tragic week during which Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain died in separate instances of apparent suicide. YouTube's first few results about their death surfaced conspiracy theories, and that's true. It was like, as of early Friday afternoon of this period, a week after the news of Anthony Bourdain's death, the second non-news mobile search result on YouTube turns up a bizarre conspiracy theory about Anthony Bourdain being on the verge of exposing elite pedophiles before his death. So the video in which a robotic voice intones that Bourdain was, quote, working on an expose of elite pedophiles just weeks before he was found dead in an apparent suicide garnered 7,400 views in 2 days. No ad plays before the video, but the associated channel called Anonymous Exposed prominently displays a Patreon donation link on its landing page. The third was you should donate to Beer City Media Podcasts. If you're going to go to patreon.com, check it out. The third result on mobile, meanwhile, is a video by well-known Fart Right.
Amazing.
Look, I'm the only one talking. So as soon as I hit a fucking speed bump, you guys are like, fart, fart. April's like digging into her phone. Josh's just laughing. That's fine.
I'm paying attention.
Josh is doing great things.
I was gonna let it slide. Kind of like those farts.
MVP, most valuable podcaster. Now, I'll post a picture of this on our Instagram page, because it is true. Like the YouTube search is like straight up. Like half of it out of the top six YouTube polls is conspiracy. Yeah. And that's why when Larry, this is a Larry suggestion, Larry brought this up, I was like, no. And then I searched it, I'm like, holy shit.
Within like days.
Right. Now, let me get into a few things. Now, these are probably something that the videos pushed some version of the same theory. Bourdain was an outspoken supporter of Asia Argento, the actress whom he had been dating and one of the women who publicly accused Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault.
That could be an episode too. Now I think
it will be.
Absolutely.
And definitely something with the Clintons. Since Hillary Clinton had received campaign donations from Weinstein, who was a generous supporter of the Democratic Party, the conspiracy theorists said that the Clintons and Weinstein could have orchestrated Bourdain's death. The conspiracy is then tenuously tied to a sex trafficking sting that was apparently conducted in the Atlanta area, where CNN, the cable channel that hosts Bourdain's Parts Unknown TV program, is headquartered. Now, that's interesting to me that he dated her, but the conspiracy has been debunked by Snopes, which I have looked into.
Has anybody debunked Snopes?
Well,
pin drop.
They are waiting for like people to donate to them, like Wikipedia does every now and then.
Sounds to me like that's a conspiracy that we could look into.
In a statement to BuzzFeed News, YouTube said, quote, these deaths were both tragic, and we've been seeing a huge outpouring of support on YouTube. We're continuously working to better surface and promote news and authoritative sources to make the best possible information about these tragedies easily accessible. Unquote. The video company, for its part, recently took steps to provide greater transparency for users around news items on its platform. Now notices below videos by news broadcasters label whether the outlet receives some level of government or public funding, which is that's good. And YouTube is committed to applying its, quote, powerful new machine learning technology, unquote, to extremist content. It also plans to have more than 10,000 human reviewers evaluating videos on the platform by the end of the year.
Wow.
YouTube said, quote, we've made algorithmic changes to better surface authoritative videos at the top of search results. We created a breaking news shelf on the YouTube homepage that serves up content from reliable news sources after a major event. When people enter news-related search queries, we prominently display a top news shelf in their search results. We know there is more to do here, and we're looking forward to making more announcements in the months ahead.
That's a pretty generic statement by Mr. Tube.
Right. Yeah, no shit.
Hey, my name is Mr. Tube. All those, yeah, when it always says, like, statement from Ford, it's like, the company did.
But who specifically?
Exactly.
That would be save folder statements, number
generic
three down.
Generic three, yeah.
Generic statement number three.
Add a new date to it.
Right next to apology six.
Yeah. Next to digital signature seven.
Next to tax returns. Oh, wait, that's my computer. Don't go there.
Well, guys, I think we know a few things. Mm-hmm. Bourdain was a sweet, sweet, sweet man. He killed himself. And a lot of people, I read a psychology.com article that was basically talking about the fact that most men who, it's funny because the author of that article was talking about she was out on a lunch date with a friend who a woman he loved had just broken up with him, and he thought it was just a fluke. Bourdain was 61 when he died, and I wonder if Asia might have broken it off because they did find pictures of her with another man subsequently, recently to that time. That sucks. Who knows what kind of pain he was dealing with.
Also, I know we didn't dive into it. I think maybe the listeners could do it themselves. His background. He was a drug addict, I believe, at one point.
Very strong.
An alcoholic who was still drinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He said he had it under control, but who knows?
Meth and heroin.
Yeah. Yep. And cocaine as well, I think.
Any one of those
He's
is not
dabbled
good.
In all of them.
Yeah, and he was still drinking, so. Yeah. You know, that it's usually medicating a depression. And
he gets mad, and she was she's a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. She's still around, Asia. Mm-hmm. We'll get to our verdicts later, but let's talk about pop culture.
Except we don't have.
He said he didn't have any today.
Let's talk about Yahoo Answers.
He's pointing at me, too. Okay, so, because there's not a whole lot on Yahoo Answers about Anthony Bourdain, but what he did do is travel around the world and eat weird shit. So I posed the question on Yahoo Answers, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
I think we should also answer.
Yeah, I want us to go around the horn and do that ourselves. This person says mine was fried grasshoppers. They're actually pretty good. Kind of taste like chips. User Guapo wrote, the weirdest thing I've ever eaten was giraffe meat with lots of gravy.
Of course. I mean, why, without the gravy, it's just not worth it.
User Maddie wrote, jellied eels from London Thames River. It is the slimiest stodge you would ever see or taste. Have had quite a few other weird things like dog meat in Indonesia, bird nest soup, which is a nest made of saliva slimy seagulls from China. I love haggis here in Edinburgh, but some people who have never tried it find it weird too.
Isn't it like just organs?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what haggis is.
Haggis is the express train lining.
It's like the express train to Goutsville.
Pretty much.
I've had it though, because I had a teacher who is a world-class chef that was from Scotland. And so it was one of those things that he always had to try.
I assume the Scottish food is about as dreary as its skies. I'm Polish. The food is about as bland as the countryside of Poland.
User fine-ass fatty 21 wrote, yes, squirrel.
J-Lo. I mean, no, J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Oh, wait, that was the other show.
User Laura wrote, I was at the beach with my friend and her parents in a store. They were selling fried cheese flavored maggots. My friend's mom didn't think I'd eat them, so she bought me some, and I ate one.
What eats those when they go bad? Would that be cannibalism?
Yes. They were pretty good. She bought me another one. I got home. I showed my brother. He was like, you first. So I did. He was surprised, too. This one is super gross. User BB wrote an almost hatched chicken egg, complete with feathers, beak, freshly developed eyeballs, and itty bitty chicken feet, soaked in plasma chicken juice with salt on top. Okay.
It's a future serial killer.
Every day is a Mardi Gras, wrote chitterlings, which are pig intestines.
Chitlins, yeah. They smell like shit when you cook them. Yeah. I'm not joking.
They're super gross. Yeah. User Tosh wrote salted viscera of sea cucumber, a Japanese delicacy. Sea cucumbers are like live things.
Yeah.
I like to eat sweet intestine car shit. Oh, God, it's so good. I take it in. Oh, it's a border potty in my mouth. Oh, God, I love it. Come here, little boy. Yo, you eat us. You'll be a man. I really, really, really,
All right, keep going, April.
Oh, boy. User
Master Splinter, ladies and gentlemen.
Noogny wrote beef tongue. I'm a total meat eater, but I saw the damn thing boiling.
It's not that good, but yeah, I had it.
Oh, hey, the battery level on my parent unit is low. For my
I thought there was a storm rolling in.
I know, I'm like, tornadoes.
Cops are here, guys.
Take me away.
User Izzy wrote crocodile meat. It was good, actually. It tastes a bit like chicken.
Spoiler alert, that's my meat. That I
you had crocodile?
Yeah, I did in college.
I've had an alligator, but not crocodile.
It's very gummy. It's not. It's not like.
I always should have saved it for the end when we were going to go around the horn. And
I'm sorry.
That's fine. An anonymous user wrote beef tripes, brain, and tongue. User Africa 812 wrote cow tongue with black eyed peas and rice. Delicious.
South Africa.
User Johan L. wrote dinosaur meat with lots of gravy. Funny. User Orange Bunny wrote Rocky Mountain oysters.
Nope.
Hard pass.
Yeah. Not into it, man.
No. User Kit Kat wrote mine own boogers.
But you made them yourself. They can't be that gross. That's disgusting, but it's funny. I like how he said it like a German.
Mine own boogers.
Mine own boogers. Yeah.
Tastes like sweet candy, it did.
Josh, your guy is always twisting his nipples after he got them.
Yeah. Yep.
Your voice is perfect, though.
And then my favorite answer on this whole thread, user Brenda Lee Youngman 1 just wrote, pussy.
Nice. I love pussy.
Yeah.
And that's been your Yahoo answers.
Thought we were going to do
around the horn. We can when we end this.
I'm sorry. I just can't get into pussy.
It's delicious.
Isolate that.
It is. So
I guess that's how I know like that I'm heterosexual, because like
a wet pussy, like as a man, is like the best feeling ever. It's just so good. I mean, you can't even buy like a substitute because there's nothing like a real wet pussy. True story.
Who would buy a substitute pussy?
I don't know.
You have one.
A nerd?
Whoa.
Yeah, April bought me a substitute pussy.
Oh, you got him a, what do they call those? A fleshlight?
Yeah, it's the Sasha Gray one.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice. Well, that's
awesome. I'm a caring wife.
Maybe we
can
trade.
That is very caring. Oh, God.
Gently used. There was one night I put it on April's nose. It looked like she had...
What?
I grabbed it out of his side drawer and I put it on my nose and it like looked like an elephant trunk. So I went.
She was like wiggling it around. And
I waved it around.
Slapping her in the side of the face.
Gave yourself a vagina plastic.
Yeah, I did.
All of our male listeners right now. Yes, April is the best wife of all time. If somebody. Yep. Like. And if you're the type of guy who will put your woman's underwear on your head and just be like, I'm ready for battle. Like, she's going to love you just as much as Josh immediately loved April at that moment.
Yep.
If she bought me a second one and I hooked them together with strings, it could be like a vagina pussy nunchucks.
I honestly thought you were going to say it could be like one of those tin can phones and you could be downstairs talking into one pussy and I'd have the other pussy up by my ear.
Like those Chinese
finger trap.
The Chinese penis trap.
I love it. I love it. And that's why this show is going to keep on going. But guess what, guys? We got to have a motherfucking verdict. One corner. Four podcasters who will put fleshlights on their nose if we have to. Sure. And pretend like we're elephants. You know what?
The I do anything in the name of love.
In the name of love.
Including that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. In the other corner, we got the ghost of Anthony Bourdain, who's still cooler than all of us.
Yep.
And a possible Clinton
connection
operative. Who knows? Do we think he was onto a pedophile thing, or do we think that chances are he was in love, depressed, and it all hit at once? I'm going to go to you, Josh.
Why not both? I mean, yes, we do know that the guy had depression, and I'm definitely going to say that I think that, it was suicide. However, who's to say that maybe he was somehow involved with finding out a ring of pedophilism? I mean,
well, we definitely know those are real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the Catholic, thing is we know that there's Hollywood. Bourdain that's supposedly connected to this. There was Chester Bennington, mm-hmm. who's supposedly connected to this, as well as Chris Cornell. Now, of course, that could all just be a bunch of basement-dwelling nerds that are just coming up with this shit out of nowhere. But who's to say that maybe it's not real and these guys were all looking into it and trying to uncover it? So I'm going to say I think it's both.
Ashton Kutcher has been on the forefront of that lately too. Mm-hmm. He's been testifying a lot in cases he just did for a serial killer because he was about to date a woman who got murdered by a serial killer. April, what do you got?
Yeah, this was just suicide. I think if you look at his past addiction issues and, if he was going through relationship troubles, I think that's a ticking time bomb.
How did he die?
Hung himself.
Hanging. Hung himself. Okay. Yeah. He cut his wrist, too, I think.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's a...
Why do both?
You want to make sure.
I guess.
Yeah, because I feel like if you... God,
you don't want to half-ass the suicide.
Yeah. I think it was purely. I don't think there's any conspiracy to it. Every interview that I've seen with him, there was always sort of a sadness
mm-hmm. yeah,
that he had to him. Sure. Obviously, he's not like a Guy Fieri taking it to Flavortown type of guy. He was very sincere in the way he spoke, but he always seemed sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I agree. Lawrence,
like all of a sudden he's like Detective Bourdain, PI, and he's uncovering. You know, I discovered the child sex ring in a pizza shop. No, it's ridiculous. It's everything points to suicide.
I'm going to say suicide.
Especially the way he died.
I'm going to say suicide as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if he knew some things. And that could have led to the depression that led him to kill himself.
But he's been depressed his whole life, too.
Sure.
True.
I mean, who knows?
We could hope that this whole child sex ring thing is all bullshit. Let's just hope for that.
It's not.
Franklin cover up.
It's not. Yeah, we don't want it to be real. We want it to just be suicide. He killed himself because he was sad.
That's one of the best clown. That's been your verdict. All right. Well, I appreciate the pod family weighing in. This is something that I think bothered a lot of people. You know, when this happened, it was very unexpected. It was shocking. Yeah. Especially, mm-hmm. like, I remember, again, we brought up people we wish we could bring back. Robin Williams bothered me. I love a good celebrity with some character, and Anthony Bourdain definitely had that.
Entertainment. You want to be entertained.
He was articulate. He was interesting, and he always brought something to his shows that everybody could appreciate.
I think the thing I liked about him the most is that he seemed real. Like, yes, when he said something,
very genuine.
Yeah, he never bullshitted you.
He's definitely that type of person. Like yourself, Josh, you've always been yourself. April, ever since I've met you, I've loved you, and Lawrence,
you love all three of my personalities. I know.
Yeah. So it's let's
got an April in them and a Josh in them.
If you play your cards right,
we'll get the elephant guy out.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, we have two, but very real 5-star shoutouts.
Five-star review.
This goes out to you, Nishan Dean. You're looking good over there, boy. I can't listen to very many podcasts routinely because I get bored, honestly, but this one is good. 5 stars. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Hey, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, if we hit those guys that are like, fuck, I hate podcasts, but at the same time, he's like,
this one's all right.
Yeah, I get that. Like, that's the best. This one goes out to Jason Jackman, who says, love the show! Exclamation point.
Love the show?
Love the show?
Jason.
Poop. I'm glad I found this podcast. 5 stars. Thank you, Jason. You did a good thing.
Oop.
And that's been your 5-star shoutouts.
So you never got to our weirdest food thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we should end the episode with this before we...
End the episode with it?
End the episode with it. Weirdest food things.
I'm going to go with foie gras.
Oh, that's the... You stuff the duck with the...
Duck liver. It's... last I knew... Well, when I was in college, specifically, it was illegal. I don't know if it's still illegal.
It's illegal in California.
Okay. But yeah. I had
Daffy.
It, and it was delicious.
Is it really that good?
Yes.
What does it taste like?
It's hard to describe because like you cut like sliver, like basically it's like almost like butter. Like you could cut it and then you put it like on your steak or something, let it just it's really hard to explain.
So wait, it's something that you add as like a supplement to a steak dinner?
That's what we did.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Because it's also very expensive.
Foie gras. April, what do you got?
Not Donald.
I think if you were to ask my husband, pretty much anything I take home from the Dutch store
like
is a weird thing.
Rusk.
Yeah, like rusk. I took home honey bread or honey cake, and he said it tasted like licorice and dishwasher detergent.
Yeah, that's
button.
Because she was like, this is the best, is the best. And like, I tried it, and yeah, all I could taste was it tasted like. And the like on my tongue, like anise, and then
anus.
Yeah, anus. Yep. It tasted like anus. And then the back of my mouth, all I could taste was soap.
Sputton.
Yep. For real, sputton. Goat's feet.
Goat's feet.
Smoked herring.
Okay, smoked.
I've had that. That's
less weird.
The goat's feet. That's up there.
That is up there. I've never had goat's
never
feet.
Never heard, didn't even know it was a thing.
They're delicious.
Not as good as goat cheese.
Don't eat my feet.
Yeah. That's bad.
One of these days, I think I'm going to do this for another show. So people who aren't patrons, do that. I want to bring in some Dutch food for you guys to try.
I would love that. We had a great... I bet.
I would love to do that on air because there's a lot of it that I think would surprise you. Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell us what it is until we try it.
Exactly.
Right. Sorry.
So, yeah.
Lawrence?
I think alligator's probably the strangest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think if I've had anything else stranger than that. I feel like that would be it. I mean, I don't think octopus or squid is all that weird.
Some people it would be.
I mean, it's delish.
Oh, I've had those little tiny octopi that they have at Chinese buffet restaurants that are in the red sauce.
If they don't do it right, though, it is you're just chewing. Oh, for yeah. Like a
you
month.
Chew and chew and chew and chew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frog's legs. Yeah. I mean,
some places
you can't find it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
I think the place that April tried the squid, I think they have frog's legs there. It's a local buffet. I think they had frog's legs there.
I don't remember.
I'm almost 90%
sure. Oh, we tried frog's legs.
Because actually, I think you tried one.
It tastes like...
Did I?
I think it was the same day you had the squid, like you tried frog's legs.
Oh, I don't remember.
I feed family for weeks. Not the bottle toads. This is a soup. Tartar soup. With tartar sauce.
By the way, that's Master Sprinter.
Sprinter.
Usain Bolt. Master Sprinter.
Anyway.
How about you, Ryan?
Well, I've had frog's legs. I've also had alligator just meat. I've also had different seafood. Like, I've done every kind of sushi you can think of. Like, I love sushi.
Sushi is the shit.
It really is.
It's the shoochie.
And it doesn't me. It never makes me feel too full.
No, you don't. And yeah, you don't.
That's why Japanese people are so happy. It's because they have full access to sushi 24/7.
It's just refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
It's very refreshing.
I feel like having that with like coconut water would just be the best.
We miss. We wish we lived. Water.
Coconut water gives me the runs big time.
Yeah. Even like a small little bit, she'll be on the shitter all day.
It's the worst.
I love coconut water.
Coconuts.
The only time I've ever had misfires down to my below carriage has always been beer. Beer always.
Speaking of which,
why are yours always wet? I do not have a dry one available on the soundboard. Everyone splashing out of you.
Me and April, we show restraint. Oh, we do this episode.
Yes, you just shat yourself.
No, I did not.
Me and April, my microphone's literally, stinky. Look, here's the thing. I think I've farted on a few episodes, but I haven't been like blatant about it. Like, I'm just like, guys, listen to me while I'm talking. And then I push out some fucking notes here. Me and April show a lot of restraint.
Oh, believe me. I've said it before. If April farted.
Episode 200, I guess. Yep. Maybe that's what
episode
it'll be.
200.
Oh, I'll just eat a bunch of beans.
Number
that
200.
Night.
She's saying, is that a promise? 200, you'll fart?
Number
on
200.
Air?
Well, you can't just force
I can't
it.
Conjure
you
can't one.
It. Yeah, you can.
I'm not a magician.
Oh, no. Yes, you can. I know you.
I believe in you.
No. I just know. She can summon the fires of hell from her butt.
Says the man who
just made the wettest
his pants on air.
Literally has the wettest farts of anybody ever known.
But don't
April
shit myself. I don't feel any squishy.
If I had a recorder, I'd record how bad her farts are.
Sharts by Dre. All right. Guys. We're going ahead of ourselves. So we covered a bunch of stuff. Do we have anything we want to, like, not just the final thing, but do we have anything we want to promote real quick? Because we don't.
Go listen to Larry's new EP.
Yeah.
Do it. Check out Josh's video game reviews.
Demon video
backs
games.
Are being scratched around here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, check out Ryan's hair.
I'd like to see some April recipes up on her.
Sure.
Twitter
I can
page,
do that.
Mrs. Joop.
I think we should totally do like a
conspiracy therapy cookbook.
That, but hold on.
Ryan's
hold
page
on.
Would just be handfuls of pepperoni.
Handful of pepperoni.
I'm starving.
PB&J.
Bachelor section.
Beer nuts.
I think we should work
big
on...
Big grilling section from me.
And I think this would be really popular with people who are like us. We're po.
Yeah, that's why we're begging you for money.
Mm-hmm, yep.
So if you and I and the rest of us, actually all of us kind of went together and put our heads together, we could come up with like a poor cookbook.
Yeah.
Something like, okay, so every recipe, we just literally go to the fridge and we're like, what do we have?
Mm-hmm. Put our heads
and
together.
That's
heads
every together, day of my life.
Which is perfect. Mm-hmm. I just think that could end up being like a great thing. And let us know. Hit us up at Conspiracy Tea Show at our Twitter. Message us on Facebook.
At me for cooking tips if you have any questions.
At Miss Shoop.
I bet we actually
one of my favorite Twitter people to follow. What's that?
I mean, I know I have some legit recipes. Like all bullshit aside, like some actual
Let's make
legit
a fucking
recipes
cookbook.
That are good.
Let's do it.
And do a movie eventually. Yeah.
So we got a bachelor section.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
We got
a kid friendly section.
Kid friendly. We got a culinary section and a grilling section.
Perfect. Yeah.
Boom.
It's done deal.
The book's done.
We'll tie it into the movie.
Yep. Which you'll hear about.
You have to hear about on
if you subscribe to our Patreon. Man. Oh, God damn it.
Which I'm not even.
That sounded like a gremlin. Just fell into a puddle.
Hearing that with my headphones off sounded disgusting. I'm ready to retch all over this table.
This
we had this
stinks.
Great idea, and you just turned it
I
into.
I just shat all over it. It's because my wife brought home some.
Yes.
That fart, Ryan and I locked eyes and just looked at each other like.
This podcast will never be what we want it to be.
They locked eyes like the final asteroid's about to hit Earth. And they just know it's the end.
This is the end.
This is how it ends.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
What an episode. So, guys, do we have anything we want to throw out there before we end this bad bear?
I think I've thrown out enough. I don't know.
Yeah. She has nice cans.
Let's get a Sex in the Jungle.
Knock it off, God.
Dude, Knock It Off, God was my favorite part of that episode.
Sup, bruh.
Is that my brother?
I didn't actually call him.
I think that's Hella Greg.
Sup, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
We had a
Sex with the Jungle. Gonna be a dick. Gonna shoot some water. Make it easy to penetrate. Here we go. Going right down into the ground.
Am I drunk right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not hard usually. Back. Back.
I love you guys. We'll see you next week in another episode.
A presentation of Beer City Media.